Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles, coming at you live from 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles, Funky Uncles.
Blue Note Records, keeping the funk alive. We'll be right back.
Alfred Lion and Francis Wolff, two German immigrants who founded a jazz record company in 1939 that became very famous in its genre. Unlike any other...
You're listening to Funky Uncles. It's 308. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're actually only listening to one Funky Uncle today. The other, Uncle Zan, was not able to make it. I think he might show up a little bit late, but I don't think he's going to make it today, which is all right. I wouldn't... Venturing out in the cold is not particularly advisable anyways, so I'm going to just play a couple of tracks here for the next hour or so. Those two were from an album that we sampled a little bit last week. That was Madlib Invades Blue Note. Madlib, the producer, who perhaps most famous, at least in some circles, from his work on Mad Villainy, with his collaboration with MF Doom on vocals and him on production, and then also... recently sort of was given a boost to a more general hip-hop audience from working with Kanye West and Kendrick Lamar on No More Parties in L.A., one of the tracks from the Kanye West album The Life of Pablo that was just released finally last night after a long and rather confusing process in the past 6 weeks, or really over the past 18 months, I guess, where it kept seeming like there was going to be an album out and then not being one, but mostly when he announced an album date for the 11th and then really just played it in Madison Square Garden, not performed it, that is, just played it from his laptop. But I thought that was a very cool move to just be able to go into Madison Square Garden and treat it like your car, almost, just play your new stuff in it and have people want to hear it, along with this whole fashion line, etc. Anyway, there's not much from that album that I'm talking about so much now that I can play in this time slot due to language restrictions, but I believe I can get away with the first one, which is one of my favorite tracks anyways, Ultralight Beam featuring Chance the Rapper. Once again, you're listening to Funky Uncles. I believe this will be the second to last time that myself and Uncle Zan will be occupying the 3 to 4 p.m. on Sunday slot. I think hopefully we're going to move a little later, starting on Monday the 22nd is when things switch over to the new schedule, whatever that might be. Stay tuned.
We don't want no devils in the house, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Have the most.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no
doubt.
Yes,
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes. I'm trying to keep my faith.
We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then mama need you now. Oh, pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. I don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Turn right, head up high. I look to the light. Hey, 'cause I know.
I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I'm your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultra light beam. We on a ultra light beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
thank you.
listening to, excuse me, you're listening to Funky Uncles on WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 3:26. We just had an eclectic three-song set. I didn't really have much to... Kanye West was sort of the strange, the odd man out in this series of tracks so far, because Madlib, the first two tracks we heard, even though he's a hip-hop producer, this was that was from the recording where he was allowed into the Blue Note archives to remix, I believe, any of the masters from the Blue Note sessions going back to their origins. And then the last two tracks were contemporary, very contemporary jazz, I think both 2015 releases. Well, the first that we heard was Tomika Reed, a cellist, and that was her recording, the Tomika Reed Quartet. That was Billy Bang's Bounce. And then after that was Steve Coleman and the Council of Balance. He was the saxophonist on that track from his album Synovial Joints. Also came out last year. The name of that track was Eye of Heru. And I guess the only thing really linking those last three tracks together is Chicago, because Kanye West and Chance the Rapper, the featured artist on the song that we heard, are both from the South Side of Chicago, as Steve Coleman says in his biography, and Tomika Reed also from Chicago. I guess while I've opened that path, I might as well continue down it. I was listening to Albert Ayler recently. Listened to him a little bit when I was reading about John Coltrane a lot a couple of years ago, and he came up as one of Coltrane's influences. Obviously, Coltrane was an influence on him, he being a younger jazz saxophonist experimenting with similar ideas around the same time, but I think Coltrane also influenced sort of from below by his up-and-coming career at the time. Unfortunately, both died very untimely deaths. He, even though Albert Ayler was considerably younger, he died only a few years after John Coltrane. He took his own life, sadly. But this is from a recording of his Spiritual Unity. The name of this track is Spirits. It's almost the bottom of the hour, almost 3:30. Very cold out there, but it's nice and warm in the studio. So I might stick around for even a little bit longer after the hour ends at 4:00. But we'll see. You're listening to Funky Uncles.
I need some beats. I know you got the beats in me.
If you wanna play with fire, you gotta get burned. Get burned.
WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Uncle Joe. Uncle Zan is not with us today, but otherwise this would be Funky Uncles. I guess it is still Funky Uncles, but there's only one uncle. Next week, we'll be back with both uncles. I was looking for a way to wind the set back around toward rock somehow, and I think I sort of, in some ways, weird, fragmentary kind of ways, have done that. So that's it. Continue the sort of free jazz, not quite free jazz, but the Tomeka Reed and the Steve Coleman tracks that we heard were, I guess, more experimental jazz. They're not, they weren't free jazz in the sense of like Ornette Coleman is totally free improvisation, but I think they were working from the highly orchestrated Kanye West freer incrementally. The Tomeka Reed had a lot of like really out there cello stuff toward the end, and then the Steve Coleman Eye of Heru track was composed through a method that he uses called spontaneous composition, where it's not quite it's sort of an improvisatory composition rather than just improvising directly into the microphone. From what I understand it, at least, is that he writes the things in a way that isn't quite so premeditated and deliberate, but then they're orchestrated from that and performed deliberately based on the sort of notations that he made while he was working improvisatorily. Improvisationally, perhaps. Not sure if what the correct word would be there. Anyway, that's going way back to the things we've already discussed. But then moving on from that, I took it another step freer toward Albert Ayler. Albert Ayler Trio, specifically Spirits from Spiritual Unity. That was from the year I don't have in front of me right now. You know what? I'll just pull it up. And then after that, we heard from Chris Dave and the Drumheads. Chris Dave is a drummer. He's worked with Robert Glasper, a keyboardist, jazz composer who has worked with a lot of hip-hop artists in his series Black Radio and Black Radio 2. By the way, Spiritual Unity, back to that, 1964, that's when that came out. So that was 6 years, 6 years before Ayler passed away. Chris Dave's mixtape was from 2013. The name of that tape was just the Chris Dave and the Drumheads mixtape. And then both of the last two artists are artists that have played at Tufts in the past 6 months or so. Second to last one was Mel DeVisa, who just played here last night. She played an incredible set. And that track was called Burnt from EP that she put out, I believe 2014, called For You. There's a new one coming out very soon, which I'm going to be excited to pick up after being exposed to her art last night. It was really great. And then she covered a Mitski song, which is what led me to Mitski, which is the last track we heard. And the song that she covered was the song that we heard, Francis Forever. Mal DeVisa's version was very different than the one that we heard. It was very sort of scaled back, and she only played a lot of her work was just solo electric bass and vocals, and it allowed for a really, really interesting treatment of that song. It was really great. Excuse me, I'm still coming off of a cold, that's why I'm sounding a little bit nasally, but I'm feeling better enough that I don't think I'm contagious anymore, so hopefully my breathing on the microphone here is not going to infect anybody else. Anyway, it's 10 minutes left of the hour. It's probably time that I read you a public service announcement, and I found one that's quite relevant given the current thermometer readings. It's about space heaters. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your room or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts, excuse me, educational radio. All right. Where to now? It's a good question. I think I am probably going to take things over to an album that I've not yet. Oh, actually, you know what? I forgot why I was trying to move more toward punk and rock in the first place. And now I've just remembered. It's because there was this song by Cal Marx, another band who's played here a couple of times in the past few years, local group, that I was digging on about a week ago. So I'll toss that on. It's called, well, I guess I shouldn't keep pre-announcing things since it's technically against the rules. So I won't tell you what it's called till later, but Cal Marx, brand new track from an upcoming album that I don't know exactly what the release date will be, but it's coming out on Exploding in Sound, which has been the home of so many great records in the past few years, so I'm sure it'll prove up to par with the rest of their catalog. You're listening to Funky Uncles.
Thank you.
Closing the hour with a track from the new Porches album, which I've yet to listen to, but already it sounds very different from the last one, Slow Down.